On the CTIC, Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour, I'm speaking with Herb Steffen. Do I pronounce that right?
That is correct, yes.
Tell me a little bit about where we are and your farm.
My farm is located a half a mile north, three quarters east of Cropsey. The road in front of the house is the division between Livingston and McLean County. So we are at the southernmost part of the Indian Creek Watershed. A half a mile south of where we're standing is the Cropsey Ridge. And that is where the Indian Creek watershed ends to the south.
So what do you think about this project that you're participating in?
I think that this project is something that we've needed for a long time. I think we need to help educate not only the farmers, but we need to help educate the environmentalists of what we're doing as farmers. And I really feel we as farmers need to be more proactive than we've been in the past.
What are some of the things that you're doing or maybe doing that might be new or different that you're learning from this?
I think some of the things that we're doing is we're doing a soil nitrogen test, and this test gives us the ability of seeing what nitrogen is possible to get. It predicts the amount of nitrogen that the soil releases naturally. We're working with some tillage practices, and we're working, as we're doing here as the plot today, we're doing nitrogen studies, and we're also doing micronutrient studies.
So what do you hope to gain benefit out of this ultimately?
I think that what we stand to gain as the farming industry is the proof that we are working to keep the yields where they need to be to feed a growing population. And I think that this is probably the most important part. As I said earlier, $7 corn should be a warning shot that supply is not keeping up with demand.
Well, thank you very much for having us out here on your farm. It's been a beautiful day, and I know you ordered that just for us.
We did.
Thank you very much, Herb Steffen. We are on the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.